It's nice to be back after some time away in Prince Edward Island. Beautiful place to go. Highly recommend it. People are great. However, the airport is a nightmare situation. I told you, nothing can prepare you for the security lineup that you will face at Pearson Airport. It is long. And I mean, so long that you will get there and go, whoa. I understood that it was long, but this is ridiculous. It's out to where the where you enter domestic travel at the terminal. That's where the line pretty much starts. And it just snakes on through in places where that line has no business being, but it can't help to be because there's so many people that are trying to get through and there's not enough staff to clear everybody through in time. It is something else, I'll tell you that. And I'm not in a hurry to travel again unless I had a Nexus card. Danny Stover, our producer, has a Nexus card. I was watching people like her just breeze on by me, and it was infuriating, I got to be honest. But not as infuriating as if you are someone that travels regularly and you have been waiting patiently to get a Nexus card, and you are one of the 341,000 plus that have been waiting for our Nexus offices to reopen. Because you apply and you fill out some sort of form, and then they say, okay, you're good for a Nexus card, but you have to come in for, I believe, an in-person interview. And unfortunately, we don't have enrollment centers open in Canada. You've got to go down to the States. And here is some appalling news. If you are willing to travel down to the States, apparently, there are Nexus locations in the States that are open. The wait is long. Five locations have no appointments available, and four have none until next year. Now imagine that. What if you have to travel on a regular basis? You, my friend, are hooped. Len Saunders joins us right now. He's an immigration lawyer based in Blaine, Washington. He's been on the show several times. Len, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kelly. Happy Monday morning.
Well, kind of, but I mean, if you're one of those people that is hearing now that your hopes of getting a Nexus card anytime in the near future are pretty much dashed, you're not in a great mood. What's the problem with Nexus? Why aren't we opening our offices in Canada when there are some open in the States?
Well, that was the question I was asking. So all the U.S. offices opened over 3 months ago on April 19th. And when the American offices opened and the Canadian ones remain closed, and a lot of them are at airports like Pearson and Vancouver Airport. And so you know that there's American officers there, so it's not a staffing issue. So I asked, you know, a lot of the border officers. I'm right by the Peace Arch Port of Entry, so I know a lot of the American and the Canadian officers, and they told me it's a gun issue. And I was shocked. Like, I have no idea why an American officer would need a gun in order to do a Nexus interview on Canadian soil, talking to people who are already pre-approved, so they're considered trusted travelers. And so this issue was asked, you know, to the Canadian government a number of months ago. And in Parliament, one of the Canadian Liberal ministers said it was a COVID issue. Because of COVID, they couldn't reopen. And they finally admitted last week, not the government, but I believe some of the senior staff members, anonymously to the Canadian press, that it was a gun issue, exactly what I was told months ago. The Canadian government has finally admitted that they're hesitant to allow American officers to have guns on Canadian soil. And I agree with the Canadian government on this, but I think the Canadian government needs to be a little more transparent when there's big issues like this that affects, you know, hundreds of thousands of Canadian travelers.
Okay, so we're talking about U.S. border protection agents that want to bring their firearms with them to Canadian soil in order to, I guess, go through the process of allowing people to have their Nexus cards?
Well, I guess they feel safer if they're going to have, you know, guns during these interviews. They have them on American soil. So about 5 miles south of me is one of the few enrollment centers that Canadians can go to. So you have Canadians who cross over the border every day. I can guarantee you they don't have guns on them. You have Americans who have weapons on them, and they want to be able to do the same thing on Canadian soil. And I guess the Canadian government has been resistant, and that's why this closure is prolonged. I was even told by one officer who works at Vancouver Airport, an American officer, that he's been told the Nexus offices will never reopen on the Canadian side of the border. I was shocked.
Wow. So that means if you want a Nexus card, you've got to go down to the States.
Yes. And the thing is, you know, some of these offices are in the middle of nowhere. They're in northern Montana, whereas, you know, most people live either in the Toronto region or in greater Vancouver. There's very few offices close to, you know, these major metropolitan areas. I've been told 80% of the participants are Canadians, not Americans. And so all of these Canadians have to go south. When they opened up the American offices 3 months ago, the backlog was 270,000. It's increased by 100,000, even with the American offices open right now. So the situation is getting worse.
Right. And I guess the Americans aren't pushed because they don't, you know, the majority of Nexus card members are Canadian citizens. What do they care if we can't get down there?
Oh, absolutely. What Americans are doing now is they're transitioning to global entry because our offices, our Nexus offices, were actually open during the pandemic. And I would say to the officers, aren't you guys bored to death because there's no Nexus interviews? And they said, no, most Americans are just switching to global entry. So it really affects Canadians. Mm. And I think the Canadian government needs to kind of get to the bottom of this and come up with a game plan. Otherwise, you're going to have, you know, half of the Nexus membership with expired cards because they haven't been doing interviews now for 2.5 years in Canada.
And you have to renew them every 5 years, I believe, right?
Exactly. And some people do get, you know, renewals via mail. They're just automatically, when you do the reapplication, it gets mailed to you. But any new applicants or anyone whose card expired and they then did the renewal, or for minors, like I have 4 kids, and whenever my kids' Nexus cards expire, you have to have both parents there at the interview. So the majority of applicants have to do an interview. They're not lucky enough just to get a card mailed to them. And I hear from so many frustrated cross-border travelers who are just patiently waiting. They've been waiting a year or two for their interview, and they ask me if there's any way to get a faster interview. And I say, maybe drive to northern Montana. Who knows? Mm. Well, I think you're going to see people taking road trips to these, you know, Nexus offices in the middle of nowhere just to get the cards renewed.
Yeah, you took my next question right out of my mouth because I was going to say road trip. So let me ask you this. You mentioned something and that the Americans were moving toward. It was a term, and I'm not familiar with it, Len, so forgive my ignorance, but did you say global access?
So global entry is kind of like CanPass. CanPass is good for Canadians within Canada. Global entry is good for Americans within the U.S. Most Americans don't want Nexus to cross the land border. They want it for the airports. Like when I go down to Seattle Airport, it's fabulous using my Nexus card, you know, going through the TSA pre-check. And so a lot of Americans have just migrated over to global entry, but Canadians can't do that. So if you drive down to Seattle to catch a flight from Vancouver and you don't have a Nexus card, you can't use that and you can't get global entry.
What is global entry, though?
Well, global entry is kind of like Nexus, but it's just good at airports.
Okay, and we don't have that? Why don't we have that in Canada?
Well, no, you do. You have CanPass. CanPass is similar for traveling in and out of Canada, but it's not good for the U.S. So CanPass is good in Canada. Global entry is good in the U.S.
Okay.
But both citizens can't use both. So, you know, the best is Nexus, and that's why most people like Nexus. So you can use it at the land borders. You can use it in Canada at the airports, U.S. in the airports. So it's the best, you know, program. But when you can't get an interview, then it's not worth anything.
Do you think we're going to see our Canadian, our former Canadian Nexus stations or offices move to border towns just south of the, you know, just across the border?
I don't know, but I know there was two in Vancouver, one at the airport and one in downtown Vancouver. The downtown one is now shut. It's gone. Won't reopen. So, you know, once again, maybe this is a question for the Canadian government and they can be more transparent. I was shocked a couple months ago watching the House of Commons and watching a Liberal minister say to the House of Commons this was a COVID issue. I remember watching that going, he's lying. I know the reason. All of the officers have told me this. And it's interesting how it's finally leaked out into the media, the real reason. So I think, you know, the government has to come up with a game plan. I agree with Trudeau. I'm a Canadian who lives in the U.S. I think there's no reason why an American officer needs a gun anywhere in Canada. You know, the Liberal government is trying to get rid of weapons in Canada for Canadians. Why allow American officers up there? There's really no need for them to carry firearms. So they need to come up with a game plan in order to get this huge backlog of cases dealt with.
All right. So what's your advice to people that have a Nexus expiring in the near future? Should you be booking into next year? Should you be booking an appointment at one of those places in the States where you have to take a road trip? Are you saying, like, don't depend on Canada reopening our offices anytime soon?
Oh, I wouldn't hold my breath on anything happening in Canada in the near future. I think it's a time for a road trip, right? The closest to me is 5 minutes from my office. They're booked out until the new year. Mm-hmm. They're 8 to 10 months out. So I would seriously consider driving, you know, a day to northern Montana if I had to, because for me going back and forth, it's so handy rather than waiting in line for 3 hours just to go through the Nexus lines, which right now hardly anyone uses them because so many people have expired cards or haven't been issued cards. So right now, the Nexus lines are fabulous to go through.
Oh, yeah.
If you're lucky.
I saw people flying through. Yeah, I did see a few people flying through as we were snaking through the security lines at Pearson, and it was something else. One of them happened to be a priest. I thought, well, of course you've got a Nexus card. Thanks so much, Len. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kelly. Have a great day.
Cheers. I was going to ask him for last rites if I don't get out of this line. Like, excuse me, sir. Okay, he's gone.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.